Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Cherry.
Hello, it's Terenia, and it's already been 7 days.
Gee, my God, does time fly? Looks like it was yesterday that we were talking to you.
I know.
Well, so it goes. That's why we must make the most out of life, because those days are going quite fast.
Like a bow and arrow.
Now, a last show that I did with Terenia on February the 3rd, I mentioned that to be ready for earthquakes above 6.0. And, well, we had a 6.3 in New Guinea. We had a 6.4 in Taiwan. And the week before, I also warned about large earthquakes, and we had a 7.4 in Alaska. Gee, talking about earthquake and shocking news, I guess we had a hell of a lot of shocking news lately. News about the cosmos, news about all sorts of crazy things. And to all of you who read my newsletters, it's all compiled for you so that you can understand Nostradamus' 16th century divine astrology, which involves quatrains and keywords, and the keywords are so obvious that it's practically impossible for anybody who on the brain not to understand how I work. Now, before we go forward, the next date I'm going to give is February the 14th. Now, during those days, Pluto, the planet of death and drama, the planet who rules the police, criminals, the planet who rules passion and emotions, will be in charge of those this next SOS to the world deadly window. So I'm expecting some dramatic news. Again, crazy people killing crazy normal people, cops being caught into all sorts of problems, secrets coming to the light. So if you do not have your personal cosmic biorhythm, avoid busy places. 14th, 48 hours, centering the 14th, that's when the window will be at its maximum impact.
Yes, and as they say, well, if you only go by the established media, you probably wouldn't know too much about the really big environmental and public health calamity that's going on in Southern California right now, which is supposedly worse than the 2010 BP Gulf oil spill. They said since October 23rd of 2015, this methane gas has been uncontrollably leaking from a natural gas well, which is connected to the Aliso Canyon storage facility below its surface near Porta Ranch in L.A. The second largest natural gas facility in the U.S. that provides processed natural gas up to 20,000 or more people in L.A.
Well, you know, I see an exodus from California. I said that a few times, sad enough. Doesn't have to be an earthquake. Doesn't have to be a tsunami. It could be a large explosion. It could be related to this kept secret type of sad news, but that's how it is. So it will happen for sure during one of my SOS window. Those deadly window always speaks the truth of the cosmic codes reality. So just be aware, if you are a VIP, of course, you don't have much problem because you are aware of those dates that I post for you into the cosmic code. And if you're not, I'll tell you what you could do, and that's where you need to get your pen, okay? Not only to write down February the 14th, but write down drturi.com. That's my website. It's my name, drturi.com. Then at the top, you see events and radio show. Click in there. So you can double-check, of course, all the earthquake prediction that I did on this radio show and hundreds of other shows with a few hosts that have been supporting my work over the years. But the idea is when you are into Evans and radio show, scroll down to Cosmic Code Radio Deal, because you only have 1 hour at the end of the show to email Taranya and get that 50% deal to join the Cosmic Code. Instead of paying $100 for 12 months, you're going to pay only $50. You only have 1 hour to do that after the show. And the reason why I insist is because not only you're going to get those very crucial dates for the entire month that we generate, every first of the month, or 28 to 29 of the month, we generate the forecast for the entire month. So if you want to go to travel, if you want to do something, keep in mind those dates, because there is a lot of people out there that are paying the price of not being cosmic conscious, of ignoring those windows, and they all die. And we don't want that. Not with you.
You know, water, electricity, oil, gas, and the dams play such a huge role in today's society, and there's so much going on behind the scenes, whereas this field of electrical systems and hydroelectric dams are concerned. And you see that our administration works with so many corporations giving out secret written agreements and pledging if a state slaps a penalty on these corporations for, you know, contaminating the environment, the state's going to have to pay that amount of money back. And so all the electricity gets pre-purchased by the state, which isn't cheap, and it's sold by the state at a loss, too. So, you know, you have all this stuff that it's, when you think about the importance of it all, it really does take on a whole new message of what could possibly, you know, take place in the future. And these dates that we're giving are
crucial.
Crucial and perpetuous.
Now, another thing that you have to keep in mind is everything that's going on about the water poisoning in certain states that is making the news, anything involving the oil taking such a hit, everything was predicted in February 2013 my predictions, my Neptunious prediction. And again, all you got to do if you're a newcomer to the show is simply to type Dr. Cherry's predictions or Neptunious predictions, anything you want, add my name, Dr. Cherry, and Google it. And then I'll go to my website and scroll down to those predictions, and you will see that all the major news involving poisoning, involving disease, involving oil, involving gas, has been fully predicted. And that's the beauty of working with us. Now, as you all know, Valentine is coming up very soon.
I was just going to mention that.
Ah, you were done. Hi. Go ahead then, mention it,
darling. Well, you know, for centuries there's been so much adoration of the gods throughout the ages, and I don't know if many people knew about Pan, which is also called Faunus and Lupercus, or short for Cupido. It's just a Latin name for the god of sexual love. So, you know, the arrow and the heart have a sexual message that go back to worship of the Babylonian gods. And the pagan Romans had actually acclaimed and celebrated February 14th and even the 15th as this idolatrous lust celebration in respect of their god, Cupid, or the hunter of wolves. But it's actually later on, it was actually called Valentine's Day many ages later. And so this is a day when these priests would put on goat skins for their clothing, and they would take, they would have like a blood-like ritual, and these priests of Lupercus, the wolf god, were to have sacrificed goats and some have said of dogs, and then spread blood all over themselves. So these priests made all this red with their blood and would run around the centermost of the seven hills of Rome in this untamed madness, and they'd be cutting out goatskin strips of fabric that was called Februa, short for February. So the women would sit around the hill and is these bloody priests would hit them hard on their skin with goat skin thongs, which they believed were to make them fertile and to have children. And these women would then come together in the city, and their names would be put in boxes, the love notes, you know, billets. And the men would then come draw a billet, and the woman whose name was on it became his sexual lust partner, with whom he was supposed to fornicate until the next February 14th. So this day has, over the years, or over the centuries, and had become a day of unrestrained sexual lust.
Where ooh, I was born in February.
You were.
So are you saying that I'm a horny, horny Frenchman, horny old man? Because I don't like that. You're divulging too much about February and Valentine, honey.
Oh, you'd be frisky regardless. But what I'm trying to say, no, we all are. Well, anyways, that's another story. But the color red was sacred to that day because the blood and the heart shape that is popular today, it's actually not a representation of the human heart because our hearts don't really look like that, but it's supposed to actually be the female matrix or the opening to the chamber of sacred copulation. But see, all of that lies frozen. It's just a metaphor of something so much bigger.
Yes, and it's coming from the values of the planet or the old science of astrology. Now, you know, to just for our own memories here, I want to thank the universe, I want to thank God, and most of all, the superconscious in time and space, and all the prayer of the people, because at the exact same time, a few years ago, I was laying down in a hospital in Thailand, where I was suffering colon cancer, and I came back after Valentine. I was very, very skinny and very, very happy to be alive. So that's one thing that I want to thank people for. When Teranya announced it to the world that read our work, everybody start to send us good prayer, send me good prayer. And because the future is a reincarnation of the thought, prayer, when generated in masses, alter the atomic structure of the human body and heal. That's why the word prayer works. That's why deep, passionate, sincere wishes and prayer act as a beacon that leads to your wishes, that leads to health, that leads to anything. That's why it's important to be positive. Now, in reference to Mars, Mars is called in Greek mythology the Lord of War. Of course, Mars regulates in a male chart how a man will go after a woman. How will we show his masculinity? And if I recall very well with my beautiful wife, being born with Mars in Libra, I guess I use astropsychology. I impressed her by the deep wisdom of astrology. So this is basically how a man will show his masculinity. In a female chart, Mars depicts the type of man that she is looking for. And of course, Teranya was born with Mars in Leo, so she's looking for not only a man that is from France and Italy, which both countries are ruled by Leo and the Sun, but a man that on the stage for the light, or a man that promotes the children of the future. So Mars in Leo, for my wife, depicts the cosmic attraction that she had towards me. Now, in a female chart, Venus, the goddess of love and beauty, represents the type of love she's able to give to a man. And again, in reference to Teranya, I'm taking my wife as an example. Teranya was born with Venus in Gemini. Gemini likes to talk. Teranya tells me, I don't know, every 10 minutes that she loves me. She's a phenomenal writer. She likes to express love for me at any given time, all the time, put it this way. Now, Venus in a man's chart dictates the type of love a man will be receiving from a woman. And, of course, my Venus being in Aquarius, I attracted a woman that is universal, that is humanitarian, that is into the stars and UFOs, a woman that is special, a woman that is as weird as me. Again, a magnet will attract a piece of wood, put it this way. So when you look at it, the seat of attraction between human beings is produced by the fifth house, which is ruled by Leo, and the position of Venus and Mars. So what amazes me is when I see all this advertisement on television that are supposed to bring people together. They are using logic, they are using numbers, they are using the traditional way of thinking to see if they fit each other's. But there is so much more behind what will make a couple relationship successful or not. And this is why, for Valentine, we are offering again a deal. So if you have any problem in your relationship, or if you want to better your relationship, and bring back that flame between you two, and for some reason you're not there and you want to improve it, that's why dealing with me on Skype, having a session with me will be drastically beneficial, so that I can point out the fear, the weaknesses of your relationship, and how to make it much better with time.
And I was going to say, you know, Valentine's Day is every day. That's the real meaning and behind it all. And my husband it was more than just impressing me with astrology, because astrology, for me, it's never been a belief. Everything that we do, the whole method of everything that we teach, has always come natural to the senses. And I write about the story of how we come together and how it kind of completes the pyramid. But I wanted to say, it's kind of like a male deer with antlers to some people, because I think anything with horns, it symbolizes, like, for instance, that of Cernunnos, who has been called upon many pagans, to cast spells over other people during any type of ceremonial magic, or that of Mercury. If you look at the symbol of Mercury and its two horns, the thought process, it's a description of a concept that is so easily maneuvered, and it really just represents a new season or being born at the winter solstice, uniting with the goddess of the moon halfway between spring and summer, and then passing again at the summer solstice. It's kind of the way that, you know, I like to look at it. X does mark the spot, and from the equator, you have Venus, the goddess of spring, which is associated with the arrival of spring, conjuncting your sextile Mars, and then you have in its opposition trine. That's, again, all vernal equinox or lunar phases and fertility.
But in reference to the planet Mars, Geranium, I teach my students that, again, Mars is called the red planet. And
yes.
Mars rules also the animal kingdom and how they treat themselves, all their weaponry, the fangs and claws, animal, or the animal instinct of man. This is why Mars is called the Lord of War. Incidentally, the red color is also a signature of the blood. Regardless what ethnicity you are, your blood is red and will always be red. Now, most of all, you got to remember that Mars regulates the sign of Aries, and Mars affects some countries. Japan and Germany have a very strong Mars, and that's why, of course, the best steel that you will need to produce the best weaponry, the tanks and machine guns and bullets, tanks, the best steel ever is to be found in a mountain of Bavaria in Germany. In other words, Germany is a very Hitler type, Aries type of country, and even the language of the German is army-like. I remember when I was in Germany, I was led to work in Germany because I was born with the head of the dragon in Aries. That makes me lucky with anything and everything that well with Germany, construction, metal, anything that is progressive. When I was in Germany, I got so much luck in that country. It's absolutely incredible. What happened to me in Germany is absolutely insane. Let me tell you, because it's worth to explain that to you.
Wait, say something in German really quick.
Well, all right. Ich habe dich okay, you see the army-like sound of French, of German. It's very rough language, and depict, of course, why Hitler, being born in AAA, in the sign of Aries, was army-like. Not only this, but in comparison, France, which is a Leo country, or Italy, which is also a Leo country, has a very loving, beautiful, artistic sound. Monsieur, madame, je vous aime beaucoup, vous êtes gentil, venez-vous avec moi ce soir. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? You see, that the French is romantic, contrary to the Hitler.
That's so, a story.
Yeah, this is how I teach, by proposing different energy for you to assimilate the roughness of Mars, the law of war, Germany, Japan, and the softness and the art and the loving nation of France and artistic nation of Italy. So, you know, it's all about energy when you look at it. And you only have 12 energy to digest.
It's kind of ironic you've mentioned that, of stuttering, because Aries, the planet, is Mars, the Lord of War, and it's in each of us. So it kind of is, you know, you can call it what you want. Some people call it Ophiuchus. You know, we start with start of the seasons. So it's the spiritual hidden dragon's polarity that represents man, woman, child, you know, and the snake's lost wisdom that each one of us holds within. And the blood moons continue throughout all the eclipses and all the seasons. It's just not just one. It's lasting eternally, every day, all the time, in each of us.
Yep. The idea is to gain cosmic consciousness. Once you raise your cosmic consciousness and understand the celestial ballad, the celestial music, the music of the sphere, and how God, who created the universe, who created this solar system and the stars, speak to you. Once you become cosmic conscious, first of all, you don't guess anymore. You know what is right for you. You know, if your 10th house, for example, is in a air sign, or if you are an air sign, you're going to be a natural communicator. I could take, for example, Trump. Trump was born under the sign of Gemini, with the head of the dragon in Gemini, the messengers of the gods, which is also called, ruled by Mercury, which is also called the Lord of the Thieves. That's why it's, you know, you're taking a chance each time you believe in Trump's words. On the other hand, the tail of the dragon, as I wrote in my newsletters, Trump for President, very, very clearly depicted the bull in the china shop, the way he talks. You could see is rising in Leo, which is supremely egocentric, self-centered. The born boss, which is basically becoming obnoxious, the Napoleon of the United States. If this guy gets in power, my prediction is very clear. The first war we're going to be suffering will be with Russia. As insane as it sounds, I just pray God that Americans start to think out of the box. I mean, when you look at the success of the Powerball, how many millions of people are dragged to watch this event, so to speak, or to watch famous people, that tells you that humans are easily amused. They are not necessarily connected with Einstein. And all the people that vote for, who want to vote for Trump, I do understand them because they're so fed up of what they see. They want action. When you see our soldier, God bless their soul, crying on national television because they have their hand tied in their back when our Iranian enemies are just, you know, making them look a jerk on national TV, this is insane. But
yeah.
You have to be very, very careful to always use diplomacy. And when you have completely extinguished any form of diplomacy, then that's where you have to, you know, show your muscles and become the United States of America. America was born with a Leo head, for God's sake. Leo head, right into the second house of money, July 4, 1776. Okay, July, August, Leo, second house of money, and you wonder why America is the wealthiest nation in the world. If you count to 10 from July, you're going to end up in April, Aries, Mars, and you wonder why the United States is the mightiest nation on the planet when it comes to the army and the navy. It is all set by God himself for America to be the leader of the world. Things that jealous people, envious people will reject, will refuse because they are not cosmic conscious. And no one can go against God's will. God's cosmic will is unarguable, unchallengeable, unbendable. And that's what America is all about, because born with the head of the dragon in Leo, this country has been and will always be on top of its game. That's the way it is. Now, incidentally, President Obama was also born with the head of the dragon in Leo, and his mission is to make sure no blood is wasted on the dirt and the sand of the Middle East. Leo was children, Leo was love, Leo was life. The sudden earth Obama is an Aquarius tail, and Aquarius is the humanitarian. Anything and everything to me, that means friendship, that means forgiving, giving a chance, is what President Obama does. Sad enough, President Obama is not cosmic conscious, and so won't be the next president. And that's why I really, truly hope that America will get to its senses and get somebody that is able to delegate diplomacy. You do not need a bully in power, and you do not need somebody who has access to the nuke. If let's say you put Trump in power, one morning he gets up constipated, he's going to push that button for whatever reason. That's what you get when you have the tail of the dragon in a bully Sagittarius, very unlucky tail with the dragon that affect foreigners and foreign land. This is a very serious message that I'm constantly passing on to my readers.
You know too, the phoenix bird of the age-old satanic or angelic Egypt, people, you know, call it again, whatever term they want, the phoenix or the Bennu, the eternal bird on its way back to Egypt. In other words, open your third eye, like, wake up, America. It was later reversed into the Masonic eagle symbol. The eagle is what stands for America. You know, the domain of the ram, Aries, or Lord of Stability. And this country is really just, it's headed back to the baby wasted generation when you look at it. You know, Adam and Eve stands for mankind. Tree stands for the Kabbalistic tree of life. Apple stands for the fruit of knowledge. It's a symbol of the understanding that's gained from climbing the tree of life. Then you have the reptilian serpent, the kundalini energy, the spirit which ascends from moving up the tree to reveal the fruit of knowledge for the genuine understanding. And so I had an email from someone yesterday, one of our VIPs, and he tells me that he was just taking his walk through the park in Colorado, and it's really cold up there and frozen, and he just sees this eagle, this big, huge bald eagle, come down in the middle of the frozen lake, and everyone's just staring at it. It's so pretty, and, you know, I too see a lot of those birds and find that they're called upon for rebirth, creation, and healing. And usually the eagle is a symbolic ruler of the sky, and when it comes to past, it's usually feeding something of which is already powerful, something that's already, in one's existence. And I think too many people, they allow their illusions or they set their limitations on what they think they have, and they allow that to ground them in this journey throughout their life. So, you know, these birds seem to go about acquiring their needs in ways which are most adequate. And I guess that's kind of more of a way toward, or an example towards saving all of what one already has. And too many people they're working so hard, they're overworking themselves, but not too many people work smart enough. They're not patient enough. So, and again, birds, all birds, not just the eagle, they're related to the essential feature of air, the air element, which is Gemini for communication and thought. Again, ruler Mercury, the symbol with horns. And so seeing a representation of that type of bird usually can convey to people something negative or, you know, when it's not, because it's, again, their thought process. So they're setting those limitations, they're allowing those thought processes to take over, and then it's reaching the superconscious in time and space, it's taking over, it's reaching the whole world. You know, before you know it, you don't have a message of greater thinking skills or visions and spiritual freedom. Regardless of the bird's mammoth size, the bird is so huge and so powerful, and the bird has such a meaning of mental depth in its own message. But not anyone is available to adjust their ability to perceive.
Well, this is why I've been kind of wondering, how can I explain to our audience what's going on with politics, what's going on with the world right now? I understand it so well, but I don't have the words. I'm going to try this. Let's try this. Let's take, for example, again, Trump. Trump is changing everything as far as politics are concerned. The tradition is being removed. But guess what? Think of Trump as ISIS. Look what ISIS is doing in the Middle East. It's destroying everything that has been established. He is bullying. ISIS is bullying his way around all over the Middle East. ISIS is killing. ISIS is destroying. Now, let's call ISIS and let's call Trump plutonic. In other words, there is a big planet. Actually, it's the farthest and the smallest planet of all, but also the most powerful planet of all. It's called Pluto. Pluto currently is in the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn rules the government, the establishment. Anything that has been accepted, the status quo, politics. Now you have the planet of death in drama, ISIS, Trump, into the world of Capricorn, politics, structure, the past. Now, do you understand how the outside of your rational logic, outside of your own political feelings, views, try to understand the energy that is above all us, this magnificent, powerful energy coming from the tiniest, farthest planet of all, the most powerful of the families of the zodiac, Pluto, and the same type of planet was in charge when Hitler got in power. But because you do not have cosmic consciousness, God thinks we're here to open some doors. It is very difficult, especially when you're bombarded constantly on national television with a circus that's going on with politics. Do you, When is the last time you hear people treating themselves worse than, excuse my French, I was about to say merde, okay? I can say it in French, if you know what that means, merde. They treat each other worse than merde. That is terrible. There is no respect. There is no diplomacy. They will use the worst trick possible. Remember, Pluto would rather die and exterminate his honor self than to give up power. Pluto is a scorpion that has a stinger. And if you put fire on a scorpion before the flame gets to it, it will kill itself. It will commit suicide. Trump is loaded. Mr. Donald Trump is loaded with Pluto in his chart. That's why Pluto rules also supreme wealth. Why everything this guy touch turns gold? Well, I guess what? I heard him on the radio not long ago saying, oh, my father just gave me a little $1 million to start my business. Guess what? Give me a freaking million. You see how many radio stations you're going to hear me. You're going to see how successful I'm going to be. Just give me $1 million. All his accomplishments were possible because he was born with a dozen of gold spoon in his mouth. And he probably lied when he said he got only $1 million from his father and he had to give it back. I do not believe a single word, knowing the stars, that comes out of Trump's mouth. He probably, bless him, maybe 20 or 30 million would be very close to what his father left him when he passed. So when you look at it, I am not taking side. As I said, I'm French. I cannot even vote, for God's sake. I am not there to give you my own political view. I am mostly, our message here is to educate you in metaphysics, on the cosmic code, astrology, the superconscious, the reality of extraterrestrials, and why the reptilians are gathering more and more power, more and more control over humanity, is because this sense of insecurity, those fears are constantly generated, and anything that's going on. But again, when it comes to extraterrestrial, if you look at NASA, well, this lightning, that thing that came out of the sky, this meteorite to come out of the sky, you killed somebody in India. Well, tonight they said, oh, it's not a meteorite. Oh, they know it's not a meteorite. Now, do you expect in a million years NASA will tell you, okay, we have investigated this metal. We don't know where the hell is coming from. But it's probably from an extraterrestrial source. They would never tell you that. Again, when it comes to UFOs or when it comes to be embedded with such an incredible extraterrestrial energy that allows me to do my prediction and to dig even deeper into the cosmic code secret and make my prediction, this is very rare. This is very special. And NASA would never, ever tell you anything about extraterrestrial. And the government knows. They know that there are extraterrestrials and UFOs. They have recouped some of those staff that are stuck somewhere in Area 51 and other secret facilities. But they do not know what the hell these things are. What do they want? They do not know that there are a hierarchy of extraterrestrials, some working for us and some trying so very hard to own this piece of property that we call Earth, because they have their own agenda.
And a lot of the times, these people like to introduce you to the conspiracy and then leave out the most important facts, and people like us who have the real story, or part of the real story at least.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's not part. It's very real. I mean, Turanya, can you explain to me where your ring has gone?
Well, that I'm going to leave in my e-book because I don't want to bring that up now.
Well, you don't want to bring that up. But, I mean,
when they read the complex of how I have it, they'll start to understand and pick up because there's other instances.
I mean, what is a ring? It's nothing. But
well, the way that it happened and the type of ring and everything that followed prior to
it's absolutely
after.
It's absolutely incredible, because anybody that is logical, that doesn't have any cosmic consciousness, somebody who does not believe in extraterrestrials, you say, oh, you lost it, oh, he's gone some places. It is impossible. From what the way things happen with you, it is absolutely impossible.
Not when it's the third ring on your finger, when you have two other ones in front of it.
No, it's just impossible.
That's another story. You'll read about that in time.
Oh, by the way, when is your book going to be ready?
My e-book, oh gosh, you know, that's already, it's coming along, and it's just taking me so long because, you know, my mind has had, it's been in a parking lot, and I'm trying so hard day and night, you know, to write things that come to my mind about the way I want to tell it, so each time I get a thought, I have to go and run and write it down. Remember it if I don't write about it that specific moment. And then it's usually I'm like an owl. I like to write at night because at night there's not much going on and it's so quiet and I can just concentrate so much better and really put my thoughts down and then take those thoughts and turn it into the way I'd like to word it.
Well, it is definitely a very interesting book. I read some part of it. And I can't wait that she starts to put it out there, because many of our VIPs, we find some very deep information as far as you're concerned to your perception of life, your perception of reality, your connection with those incredible experiences with extraterrestrials, and then understand why we are such a match, why you're my soul flame.
Twin flame,
soul flame, soulmate, all the same thing. I'd like to mention that some of you have ordered talismans, okay? And I'm in the process, very close now, to find out the strongest energy for two orders are going to be made very soon. Two of these talismans will be casted very soon. The energy are coming. They're coming very strong. So if you're listening to the show and you are one of these people, and there are a few, remember, you are not buying a bag of potatoes. It's not that I cannot make it for you when you feel like it make you happy. I do have to wait for those energy to line up. So again, if you want to see extraterrestrials and your UCI or your unique celestial identity is lacking the magnetic energy that attract those experiences, so I will have to make you a tailored talisman that encompass this energy, so anything weird will happen to you, especially in relationships to your own positive cosmic biorhythm. As I said many times before, extraterrestrial are cosmic conscious. They do not enter our dense physical world when they feel like. Sad enough, some of them were forced to do some missions outside of the jurisdiction of the cosmic code and travel during Mercury retrograde after the full moon. The next thing you know, you have a spaceship, a flying saucer that fall in the middle of the New Mexico desert. So it's important to realize those talisman works also for your health, for your finances. If you are repellent and you're lonely, we can counteract those negative energy and give you more of a Venusian color, so you could become more attractive again in conjunction of socializing after the new moon during your personal cosmic biorhythm to bring all those energies in your favor. What is really a disaster for humanity is all the work of all these erudite men and disappear civilization in the name of the ridicule, in the name of manipulation, in the name of lies and conspiracy, all those beautiful universal laws, universal magical power has been cast aside, ridiculed, moved away, taken away from you. And this is why you have Tyrannia and I working all the time, literally, to bring it back to you. Now, another thing that I'd like to mention, if you like what we are talking about, we will have to start to get some sponsor. If you have a little business that is related to what we do, you can have an advertisement on the BBS radio where we have our show. So this way, we can stay with you for longer. Know that we cannot afford it. Trust me, we can. But it's more of a feeling of being appreciated for the work Charania and I we do. So if you want to make a donation, again, go to drchury.com. Okay, click on the event and radio show button, and then scroll down to the Cosmic Code radio show. We have deals. You have only 1 hour to join and save $50. I'm not going to put any more advertisement because I'll be retiring on February 26th. I'm going to start to slow down drastically. I won't even post anymore as much as I do today. So make the most. Join the Cosmic Code. It's free. Okay? You will not get the goodies, the forecast, the SOS windows, the teaching, the educational newsletters are for our VIPs. But anything else, if there is an announcement, TV show, radio show, something important, you'll be the first one to get the announcement directly in your mailbox. Okay? So, again, I repeat myself, you got to show us that you appreciate our work. Go to drchury.com, click on event and radio show, then from there scroll down to Cosmic Code Radio Deal. Okay? By becoming a VIP, we know that our work is appreciated. And you're supporting us. And as long as we get support and we know that we're appreciated, we're gonna keep the Cosmic Code Radio Show up and running, and we're probably going to get better. And there'll be days of this show will be dedicated to everybody who is a VIP to have a mini reading. But for now, we're just, testing the ground, so to speak. Still wondering if at 66 years old, I should, pack up and enjoy my retirement and go fishing.
Oh, he'll be there. And even when he's on the water, I'll have the Cosmic Code going. We'll still keep the Cosmic Code up. I mean, our work is there. It isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, sometimes I don't feel appreciated enough. I mean, maybe I sound ridiculous because if I look at the ratings, if I look at the support we have from all over the world, it's insane. The people that read our work, that are connected with us, I mean,
people need time to grow, but they're not all going to get it right away, and some of them just, each person is either fixed or mutable or cardinal, and, it goes all right back to thought processes.
Well, it goes also back that people can relate to you because of your education, mm-hmm. your experiences, your intelligence, and most of all, your stars.
UCI.
If your unique celestial identity or your UCI is not compatible to us, you will not be listening to this show tonight. You'll be playing video games, you'll be watching sports, you'll be watching politics.
Instagram.
God knows where you would be. You would be where you vibrate at, the speed that you vibrate at. You would not be with the cherries. But if you are with us, that means you vibrate at our speed. You into our cosmic world. That's why it's important to show your appreciation.
I like to take pictures, too. There's days when I would love to get all dressed up and take pictures just for fun or do something like that. But, I'm just too busy writing and working and helping serve the world, and I just don't have that time right now.
Well,
I'm not putting anyone out there who does like to do all that down.
Well, Charania is a homebody, that's for sure. Sometimes I go fishing to the lake next door by myself. honey, come on, work. Oh, my e-book, honey, I got to finish it. Oh, I have my client, I have this coach. She finds every excuse in the world not to come and play with her husband.
Right. I play with my husband all the time, anyways.
No, that's too much information. Stop it right there. You tell your woman.
I don't mean it.
Oh, no, I see you meaning like that. I'm French, old, horny old man, you told me the other day.
I don't mean it like that.
Yeah. I like to make her uncomfortable.
But, you know
what? Tirani, listen to me, honey. I promise you, once we move to Florida and I am retired, your camera is going to be red hot.
I feel it.
You're going to take a lot of pictures, a lot of video from everything that we're going to do. Even our cruise that we have been canceling for, stalling for 2 years now, okay? This cruise in the Bahamas, we're going to take all our VIP with us. We're going to, every single night, I will find the time to write what happened that day, share the picture, show the video. That is just in the Bahamas when we'll be there. But we're going to be running all over the place. Once I'm retired, I will not spend as much time as writing anymore for the public. I will only concentrate on my VIP. It's easy for me. My VIPs loved the first newsletter, and I know many of them are missing the way I used to really concentrate on themselves. And they understand the situation. Comes my birthday, this is over. But what I'm trying to tell you is I have no problem, and I absolutely love to write. That's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning. I get my tea reading ready. I get lady outside to go pee-pee, okay? By the time I come back, I have my tea and I sit on my computer and I write. It's a gift. And I like to take pictures. I like the philosophy that I put in there. And then I know my VIP immediately says, oh, Dr. Cherie, that's a beautiful newsletter. They're thanking me for the work and everything else. And we're going to do that again, I promise you, as soon as we're done.
I'll get to video my husband pulling his boat out from the back of our house on our canal.
Yeah.
See it.
Oh, God.
That's his dream.
That's my dream. Buy another boat, because since we have sold our boat,
we've been lost.
Well, not exactly lost, but you know, my wife, I love to see her laying down on the back of the boat and me going in idle and fishing there, and then
catching them great big fish I used to catch.
Oh, scare the hell out of her! Just put that thing in full speed and make a jump upside down on the boat.
I love Lake Pleasant so much. I miss it so much. And since we haven't had our boat, it's just been, well, not boring, but...
Well, I thought we were going to move right away to Florida, and I sold everything a bit too fast. That's the problem of having the head of the dragon in Aries. I'm a little bit too fast, and I paid a price for...
Luckily, my head in Leo balances that out, and I help to smooth things out and... Make him more patient.
Tirania, people have noticed your soft, beautiful, extraordinarily patient, loving nature, and they realize the hot wire that I am. People who are listening to this show, they can judge people through the way we talk, the way we express ourselves, the speed of the way we communicate. So if you were not so patient, so beautiful, so docile, so nice, the chance of this marriage of lasting for ever and ever and ever after would never be a possibility. So I thank God to find somebody that is able to melt me intelligently. We argue like every couple, you know. 2 minutes later, I forget, and Tirania is a little bit more sensitive, so she doesn't forget that easy. So, sometimes when I push my luck too hard, then she gets really pissed off. Then I go and buy her some flowers, and she forgives me. Done this a few times. It works all the time.
But, you know, overall, you're my great big teddy bear.
I love you for that, baby. Yeah, you and my beautiful wife.
Flowers can die after a few days, but as long as I've got you and...
Yeah, but what are you going to do for Valentine's? Do you have any plans for me yet?
You know our plans for Valentine's. Valentine's is every day for us.
Yeah, we have a beautiful plan for Valentine's, and we're going to take some pictures of what we're going
to
do.
Valentine's to me is every day.
Well, Valentine to me is a new life, remember, Tiranya? That's a few years ago, I was dying in a hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly at the same time. Right now, at the same time, in Thailand, I was in a hospital being cut apart to get rid of this damn cancer.
Oh, okay.
And then when your prayer through the superconscious in time and space healed me, and still your prayer for me to be with you have neutralized this cancer. I've been tested a few times, and I'm so glad that this damn stuff is gone away from me.
I knew that you were going to beat that cancer. I knew before you even had the cancer. Before they confirmed it, I knew you had cancer.
Really?
Remember when your feet, the protrusal odor.
Well,
like,
that's a signal. That is a signal of cancer if you have a smelly feet.
But it wasn't smelly like that. It was a sweet smell, but it was like of peas.
Yeah, well, I don't have the smell anymore.
No,
I don't have cancer anymore.
I don't smell anymore because the cancer is gone. And when I, at first I kind of thought,
that's
the smell of my husband's feet.
And then
I love his feet. I massage them almost every night.
Well, that's because you have Mecarine Pisces.
Not a fetish. I only like my husband's feet.
I hope so.
Yes,
and
they have names.
And your doggies, they... But that's why dogs can smell cancer.
It's
a proven fact that some dogs are trained to detect cancer in people. I guess if a dog were trained to recognize the smell I had before the cancer surgery, that dog would be able to go anywhere and smell anybody's feet and say, "Hey, this one has cancer." And then that was a colon cancer.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Now, another person who has a different type of cancer might smell differently, but I believe it's from the feet because this is where we connect our body. And then where Saturn, the fear principle, and the disaster planet, the great magnific Saturn is located in my house and sign that depict where the cancer could be coming. So if you have Saturn in Aries, you're prone to have a brain cancer because Aries was the head. And that's the first sign of the zodiac. The last sign of the zodiac being Pisces, and I am a Pisces, regulator, of course. You don't have cancer in your feet, but you have it where Saturn is located, which is, in my case, in Virgo, or the intestines, the elimination principle.
Oh, my gosh, and you ate a lot of sweet peas. You still do. But that's besides the point. But, oh, my gosh, and I'm an Aries, and you're a Pisces, from Aries to Pisces.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, the first and the last. Tiranya is an Aries. She was born to find herself. She's very innocent, very beautiful, and she's born to become a leader of the mind. And she's starting a cycle of 12,000 years. That's what Aries and Pisces represent, the beginning of the end. Aries is the head, first sign of the zodiac. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. Pisces has been in Aries, a Taurus, a Cancer, Scorpio, a Sagittarius, a Capricorn, Aquarius. Pisces retaining itself all the lessons of all the signs. Aries comes in to basically finish or start a cycle of a new experience on a specific world. So when you look at it, the values involving astrology is absolutely formidable, and I wish all the people that get depressed who don't have any opportunity to regenerate their spirit would learn and would read and would educate themselves and their children on the beauty of God's cosmic creation. Because when you took away the values of